All right, guys, what's going on? This is Neil here. This is going to be the first official episode. I'm back. Last time it was just a little bit kind of scatterbrained, just thinking out loud. We're going to be talking a lot more about the markets this time around, and we're going to be talking a little bit about some mental hurdles that a lot of these traders, even myself particularly, have faced over the past years, and things that I've been doing to kind of alleviate those hurdles. So, without further ado, let's get started. So, first and foremost, I am more of a futures trader, but you can use all of these things in the stock market. You can use a lot of these things in crypto, etc., etc. So, let's get started. I'm going to start. You know what? Since a lot of y'all are stock traders, I will start looking at the stocks first. So, broad markets always go first, and we'll start with SPY. So, SPY is right at resistance, right? If you're looking long here, may the force be with you, because we are at right at resistance, 457.82. That is SPY resistance, and we are right now at 456.40. So, if you're playing risk to reward, the best risk to reward play is a short. That doesn't mean it can break it, but if you want to think logically, yes, I would be looking short SPY. This is being recorded on Friday, December 1st. So, happy December. We all made it through. Essentially through the year. So congrats to y'all. Y'all. Anyways, yeah, as I've said, we're seeing a short squeeze type of market, and there's only one way how these short squeezes end, and they end with consolidation, right? Now, it all depends on how big this consolidation is. What I want to see if I'm a bull is consolidation all the way, maybe 2, 3 weeks of consolidation, and then a bull flag to take us right at all-time highs. That's the hypothetical situation. We haven't confirmed a weekly uptrend yet. We had a weekly downtrend from July, but we haven't confirmed a weekly uptrend yet. So, we just had a straight month and a half of just bulls showing up for what is it, 5 weeks straight? So we want to see some sort of consolidation if I'm a bull. If I'm a bear, now this is where things get spicy, right? I want a solid drop, preferably 50% retracement, and then if I'm a bear, I will short that lower high with the stop above that weekly top. And that's how I would play it. If I'm an aggressive bear, I would look for an hourly lower high. If I'm a conservative bear, I would look for a daily lower high. This is all hypothetical, but this is how I would play it. Let's look at the most dominant sector right now, and that's QQQ. Big tech has been leading both sides. In QQQ, it's the semiconductors that are just on crack, to be honest with you. And they have showed signs of weakness before big tech. So I'm very curious to see how big tech responds to that semiconductor weakness. QQQ is stronger than SPY. QQQ saw that the resistance break. That monthly resistance break, but we're seeing if it sees follow through or not. That's the most important thing. Will it see follow through? It looks pretty extended, but it can always go higher, of course. But if I'm a bear, I want to see a solid amount of drop and a top fish of that high. But QQQ has been weaker than SPY. It has been consolidating for a couple of days now. But the thing is that we are just seeing sector rotation. Money is not leaving the markets. Money is being rotated around these sectors. So, with that QQQ weakness, we're seeing banks having strength. So, financial sector is showing strength. We had a massive short squeeze. Do not get me wrong. We had a massive short squeeze in banks, and that was laggard play. We just went straight up. I want to actually see how much we ran up. We went up almost 14, 15% in the past month, and that is massive. So banks showing that laggard. I want to see if profit taking does take place in banks. I want to, if I'm a bear, another thing that I want to see is do all sectors drop at once? If all sectors drop at once, that's when you know money is exiting the market instead of being rotated around. So you want, as SPY's biggest holdings right now are big tech, which is pretty much QQQ, banks, which is XLF, and then we have healthcare, which is XLV. I'll go over that shortly, but those are the three main sectors that I want to see drop at once. And that's when you know bears are showing up. I've said this before, bears are not sneaky. They do not sneak up on you. Bears come in full force with volume, and that's how it usually is. That being said, all the longer term pictures, we're just looking for weekly higher lows, right? CNBC will start talking about, okay, yes, interest rates are creeping back up. We're going lower, we're going lower. No, the most likely scenario is a weekly higher low in all of these situations. So keep that in mind when you're placing your trades and taking profits, because the chances of seeing just fresh lows, fresh 52-week lows, is slim unless huge volume shows up, because we have good amount of space to get to those lows, those summer lows. One thing that I'm looking for is a potential bull break that lacks follow-through and then showing weakness from there. So I wouldn't have a doubt if SPY breaks that resistance and then consolidates. That shows that bull break is not seeing any buyers, and then when you see no buyers, that's when the bears pounce on that opportunity for consolidation. Just keep that in mind, right? Moving on to XLV, we have a personally, it looks like some sort of distribution going on, which is a bearish pattern. We are seeing this 3 month equilibrium. Technically, it's a bull flag, right? We're holding the EMA 12. 3 month is a quarter, right? 3 month is a quarter, yeah. 4 3 months in a year. Had to do quick maths over there. But yeah, it does look kind of distribution-y. That being said, it's still healthy consolidation, so we could see a very healthy consolidation into continuation, but it looks very distribution-y, if that's even a word. There's a hard resistance at 140 psychological on XLV, and it just looks like every attempt to break it is getting sold into. So keep that in mind, and we'll see how far XLV goes. But you have these stocks like Eli Lilly and all of them just on absolute beast mode. And when I see things go parabolic like that, there's only one way that stuff ends, and that's with a huge drop. You look at Bitcoin, that's exactly what happened. And I don't know. I have a bearish mindset on healthcare, but we'll see. My opinions don't matter. Price action matters more. So that's just my little take. It looks distribution-y. You can go on TradingView and check that out yourself. I'm a cautious bull. Let's put it like that. I'm a cautious bull on XLV. Now, this is where things get spicy. We're looking at metals. I am really hounding on metals right now. I think metals could see a solid run if gold starts breaking out over 2100. It's almost a decade in the making. I wouldn't say decade, sorry about that. I would say a few years in the making. Oh, actually, I would probably say a decade in the making. Gold has been weak. Depending on how you look at it, gold has been pretty much stagnant for an entire 10 years. And this could be it. If it breaks, you know, once these resistance level breaks and it's blue sky, things can get pretty nutty. So keep an eye on these metals. Gold, you want silver to lead, and you want all the other metals like palladium, platinum, all of them running at the same. It's kind of like the crypto market. You want all these shit coins start running with Bitcoin, and that's when you know things will get nutty. So keep an eye on that. So that's a little market rundown right now. Let's kind of talk about some mental aspects of trading. And I think the most important one is how to take a loss, right? Most people don't know how to take losses. Me as well, which eventually I am getting better at. I'm not the best at taking losses. It still stings every time I take a loss, but it is part of the game, and you need to be mentally disciplined enough to take that loss. What I mean by mentally disciplined is not revenge trade. Every time I used to take a loss back in the day, I used to revenge trade and try to make that loss back to a positive, and that would just blow up in front of me. Not my account, but like I would definitely take a huge loss that day trying to make back that trying to go green from the red. So first things first, it happens to everyone. Everyone gets screwed. The worst thing is getting stopped out and then the price action going in the direction that you want it to. Yes, I've been there. I'm sure you've been there. The greatest traders have been there. Warren Buffett has been there. I don't know if Warren Buffett actually trades. I think that dude's an investor. But anyway, you get the point. We've all been there. And it's just part of the game. And the one thing that I do particularly is I find other things to do. I love taking walks. Nature is my meditation. Nature is my medicine. Nature is everything for me. Without nature, to be honest with you, I would probably blow up an account. I've gone on walks. I go exercise. The first thing in the morning that I do, I wake up at 4:30 a.m. and go to the gym. I've been doing that for about 6 years. I go to the gym, I plan out my day. It's just meditation before trading. Obviously, you're gonna have the physical gains from exercise, going to the gym and stuff, but to be completely honest with you, it is for my mental health. It is for my focus and focusing on myself. So I really suggest you find something to do outside of trading, because if you're going to be on the screens the entire day, that is a recipe for disaster. Constantly looking at price action is just not good for your brain. And it will really rile up your emotions, and you don't want that. You want to be as neutral as possible. You want to be as logical as possible at all times when trading. Another thing is you need, how do I put it? You need to find a strategy where, okay, what is the most likely scenario? Right before you start trading, you look at the most likely scenario. If that scenario does not hit, well, you need a thesis, right? So if your thesis is wrong, You don't try to prove it right. It's wrong. It's already wrong. So if you get stopped out, yes, it can bounce back, but no, your thesis is already wrong. There's no point in trying to prove your thesis right. I know it's hard to understand this, but hear me out. If something is wrong, you don't want to try to make that right. It's one of those things where, like, if you make a wrong turn, yes, you can try to you need to figure out where you made that wrong turn, right? A lot of the times when I'm driving, yes, I make the wrong turn, but that doesn't mean I immediately turn back. I first realize, okay, where did I make the wrong turn? And is there a way to go back to the direction that I'm looking for? And that's how you do it. You don't want to stop immediately and, like, all right, freak out. Oh, I should go back immediately. No, you put on your GPS, or whatever, and okay, this is where I made the wrong turn. And then you turn around and you try to navigate your way back to the original road, right? Or wherever you're trying to head to. You don't want to be immediately taking action on something that's already wrong. I know that wrong turn analogy was so lame, it probably made no sense, but to me it made sense. Because every time I take a wrong turn, I don't like freak out. I just instantly GPS, try to find my way back. That and also sometimes you take the wrong turn and you don't realize that you made a wrong turn until a few minutes after, and then you're like, oh crap, I made the wrong turn. And then you try to navigate your way back. So you don't need to freak out every time you take that loss. Just take it and move on. Another thing that I realize is, like, there's gonna be so many opportunities. If it's not in NASDAQ, it's gonna be on SPY. If it's not on SPY, it's gonna be on gold. If it's not in gold, it's gonna be in crypto. Stuff like that. There's gonna be opportunities every day. And that's the mentality that you need to have, is the abundance mindset of it's every day is gonna be a new day. Every opportunities will come and go, but it's your mental capacity that needs to be 100%. Another thing that I'll be talking about is self-awareness later. Not on this episode, but probably another episode. I've been on a mindfulness journey for a very long time. Self-awareness, mindfulness. I do want to share that with everyone, especially the beginner trainers out there. I think that'll be very useful. But yeah, no. Where was I? Taking losses. So it's just one of those things where it's part of the game. The stock market's essentially a game, to be honest with you. I look at it as a video game. And in video games, obviously, you lose. And Call of Duty, which is my favorite video game, definitely lose. But you know what? There's going to be more games that I win than I lose. So it's just life, to be honest with you. So you always need to keep your head up, and keep playing it. The only way to get better at trading is to keep trading more. But in order to trade more, you need to have capital to keep trading. So you don't want to lose all your money in one day and blow up your account, lose a week worth of gains in one day. It's just I've done it. I've definitely lost 2 weeks of gains in one day, but slowly and steadily, I've had that self-awareness of, okay, something's wrong with this market environment, and it's me, and my thesis is just wrong, and I should just stop for the day. And that's how I handle it now. So just keep that in mind. Don't get hyper. This has been dragging on for 20 minutes now, so I will sign out. But yeah, keep your head up. This is a game of longevity, and the longer you stay in the game, the better you'll be. That being said, I hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you next time.